Okay, Rosh Hashanah, we're in Pirik Dalid, chapter 4, we're on Mishnah Hey.
Oh.
So, Mishnah number 5, I think it's on the back page over here.
No, front.
No, front page, but the translation is here.
Number
5? Yeah, Mishnah 5. So, this Mishnah is going to discuss to us the structure of the Musaf prayer on Rosh Hashanah. Okay? The Musaf prayer of Rosh Hashanah is significant because that's when we blow the shofar. We blow the shofar in that tefillah. And there are additions to that Amidah that we don't have any other time during the year. So we're going to illustrate some of those. I brought the Mahzor over here so that you could take a look at how the structure is, because sometimes it's hard to just do it outside. So, Mishnah, Seder Berachot. The order of the blessings of the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah are as follows. Omer Avot Ugvurot Ukdushat Hashem. He says the beracha of Avot. Which beracha is that?
That's the beginning.
Beginning. The first three stay the same. The Avot is Magen Avraham, Elohe Avraham, Elohe Yitzchak, Elohe Yaakov. That's called Avot. Avot means forefathers. It's the beracha that discusses the greatness of our forefathers and God choosing them to build the nation. Ugvurot. The second beracha is Givurot. That's the beracha of Mehayeh HaMetim. Ata Gibor Leolam Hashem, called Gibor, Gvurot, because it talks about the strength of God bringing rain and reviving the dead. So that's standard. Ukdushat Hashem. And the third beracha is the Kiddushat Hashem, which is which beracha? Ata Kadosh. Exactly. So as we've illustrated and said in the past a few
that's
times,
always the beginning.
The first three and last three berachot of any Amidah, any time, never change. They're always structured the same exact way.
Till Ata Kadosh.
What?
Till.
Yes, with an exception here.
This one doesn't end.
It always starts with Ata Kadosh. Now, according to the first opinion of the Mishnah, Vekolel Malchiyot Imahim, you include, as part of the Ata Kadosh Beracha, you include the section which is known as Malchiyot. What does Malchiyot mean? Kingship, right?
Yeah.
One of the ideas that we express heavily on the day of Rosh Hashanah is the idea that Hashem is our king. We crown God as king. And so we have a section of verses and ideas which are called Malchiyot, which are there to express the idea of God being king. So says the first opinion, we're going to see who that is in a moment, that you take that section of Malchiyot and you insert it into the third beracha of Atah Kadosh. Ve'eno tokeya. And we do not blow the shofar as part of that section.
This is what we do, right?
This is not what we do.
No.
That's why I'm not showing it to you, because I'm going to show it to you when we get to the second opinion. Kiddushat Hayom. We then read the beracha of the sanctity of the day. There's a special beracha which relates to the day of Rosh Hashanah. That's called Kiddushat Hayom. Vetokeya. And we blow the shofar. Zichronot, the section of remembrances. Vetokeya. And then we blow the shofar again. Shofarot, we read the section of Shofarot and Tokeya. So the three major sections, the three additions to the Amidah are what we call Malchiyot, kingship, Zichronot, remembrances. We talk about the fact that Hashem remembers people, acts upon the world, has divine intervention in the world. And then we have Shofarot, the section which talks about the importance and the glory of the Shofar. According to the first opinion, we blow the shofar after the last two, after Zichronot and Shofarot. We don't blow the shofar after Malchiyot. We blow it after Kiddushat Hayom, the beracha that is unique to the day of Rosh Hashanah. So, Kiddushat Hayom, if you just used it, let's say, for example, on Shabbat, would be the beracha of Mekadesh HaShabbat.
Right.
That's called Kiddushat Hayom. It's the unique beracha for that day. Right. Exactly. So Kiddushat Hayom here is the beracha of Melech al Kol Haaretz Mekadesh Yisrael veYom HaZikaron. That would be the beracha of Kiddushat Hayom. And according to the first opinion, we blow the shofar. We don't follow this, so I'm not going to show it to you in there. VeOmer Avodah, you then say Avodah. Avodah is Retzeh, right? Retzeh. VeHoda'ah, that's the beracha of Modim uBirkat Kohanim, and that's the end of the Amidah. Sim Shalom, and you're done. Devre Rabbi Yohanan Ben Nuri. The idea being that the beginning part of the Amidah and the end part of the Amidah stay pretty standard, with the exception of putting Malchiyot into the third beracha, don't blow the shofar. Then you have three berachot, the Kiddushat Hayom, Zichronot, and Shofarot, and after each of those sections, you blow the shofar. In total, how many berachot does the Amidah of Rosh Hashanah have? Three before, three after, and then three sections in the middle?
Nine.
Nine. 9 berachot.
I was just taking a step.
No, 18 is the regular.
18 is the regular. Yeah. We have 9. 3 before, 3 after, and then the middle is 3 unique berachot. According to the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it's the Kedushat Hayom, Zichronot, and Shofarot.
It's funny, it's those the longest Amidah.
Right.
But it's 9 berachot.
Well, we're going to see what makes it so long in a minute. So that's the opinion of the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Okay.
What do you mean his opinion? It is what it is, isn't it?
No, because we're going to see now. There's another person who argues on the structure. And this one, I'll show it to you.
Prayer is the same, but
the prayer is the same, but the structure is different. Mm-hmm. And when to blow the shofar is different. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva was bothered by Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He says, "Im eno tokea le malchiyot, if you're not going to blow the shofar after you recite the section of Malchiyot, of God being king, that's like the ultimate section of Rosh Hashanah. God is king. You blow the shofar to announce the arrival of the king. God as being the king. Shofar has to connect to Malchiyot. He says, how could you do Malchiyot without blowing the shofar? It doesn't seem to make sense. Lama hu mazkir? Why are you mentioning Malchiyot if there's no connection to the shofar? Seems very strange. So therefore, because of that harsh question, he rejects the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Ella, rather, he says, what do you do? Omer. So now I'm going to show it to you in here, so that you could just get a sense of what it is, because this is the correct structure. We follow Rabbi Akiva. We start with Avot, so that's the regular standard Beracha, Magen Avraham, no problem. Ugvurot, you have the regular standard Ata Gibor Le'olam Hashem, that goes to Mehaye HaMetim, right? Standard. And then you have Ukdushat Hashem. Then you have the beracha of Kedushat Hashem. That's the beracha of Atakadosh. Here you have Atakadosh, Shimcha Kadosh. And you have some additional things. Ubchen Yitkadash, Ubchen Ten Kavod. The Gemara discusses this. You continue. And then you have the beracha of HaMelech HaKadosh.
Right.
Done. Right? That's the end of the third beracha.
Finish Atakadosh.
Yeah, we finish at HaKadosh.
No, you don't finish it like we normally
do. You finish HaMelech HaKadosh in the first paragraph, no?
I mean, you add in some other things, but the idea is that you still have those three berachot by themselves.
Yeah, but you don't end HaMelech HaKadosh normally...
Right after the words Ata Kadosh, no, there's some additional points, but leave that on the side.
There's not a blessing in the middle of it.
Right, there's no blessing in the middle of it, that's the key. You have the Beracha of Avot, Magen Avraham, the Beracha of Ata Gibor, Mechaya Metim, and then the Beracha of HaMelech HaKadosh. That stays the same. Now, what do you do with the Malchiyot and everything else? So then says Rabbi Akiva, V'kolel Malchiyot im Kedushat Hayom. You group Malchiyot, the first section of the ones that we want to say, you group that together with the sanctity of the day, the unique aspect of the day of Rosh Hashanah, which is why the next part begins, Atab Behartanu. Right? If you look over here, Atab Behartanu, that's talking about the uniqueness of the day. Right? Be'ahava Mikra Kodesh, Eloheinu, Ya'aleh V'yavoh. You're having all of this. Everything here is talking about Kiddushat Hayom. Yom HaZikaron HaZeh. It's talking about the day. It's not Malchiyot yet. All of this is the Kiddushat Hayom. Aleinu Neshabeah. Then Malchiyot comes. No Beracha yet. Malchiyot comes. Then you do Malchiyot. Malchiyot is the kingship.
Okay,
it's talking about God's kingship. At the end of Malchiyot, we make one Beracha. Which is Mekadesh Yisrael veYom HaZikaron, which is Kedushat Hayom, together with that, because we say Melech Al Kol Haaretz, that's Malchiyot, Mekadesh Yisrael veYom HaZikaron, that's Kedushat Hayom. So we group Malchiyot and Kedushat Hayom together as one beracha, and right after that, what do?
Blow the shofar.
Vetokeya, and then we blow the shofar. Excellent.
Right?
Yeah, that's
the way it should be.
100%. That's what Rabbi Akiva is saying. You gotta blow the shofar after each one of the unique sections, Malchiyot, Zichronot, and Shofarot. Then we begin with, right after that, Hayom Harat Olam, Zichronot. Then you start reading about the remembrances, how God remembered Noah, how God remembered Sarah, how God remembered Chana. You read all of the things about God remembering us, and then you get to the Beracha at the very end, which is right over here. Baruch Ata Hashem, Zocher HaBerit. Remember, God remembers the covenant. That's the conclusion of the Beracha of Zichronot Vetokeya. And then we blow the Shofar right after that. Hence what we do. The last of the sections is then Shofarot. Here we go. We read about all of the greatness of the shofar, all of the different pesukim, the shofar at Har Sinai, the shofar that's going to happen in the times of Mashiach, all about that. And that closes with the beracha on the shofar. Shomea kol shofar, kol tiruat amo Yisrael, hayom berachamim. God who listens to the voice of the sounds of his people, together with the shofar, hayom today berachamim, with mercy.
I think the shofar in the day is almost the same thing.
What do you mean it's the same thing?
You're talking about the shofar unique within itself in a whole other section as opposed to the actual talking about the day, the beginning, the first section.
You're saying talking about the day is the talking about the shofar?
Of the day.
Yeah, but it doesn't mention anything about shofar in that section.
The day is blowing the shofar. How do you not mention blowing the shofar in the sanctity of the day?
Because it's coming. Because it's coming.
Sleep last night with that.
It's talking. The sanctity of the day, the Kedushat Hayom, is speaking to the fact that God sanctified the day as a day not having any work, as a day of being a day of remembrance, of Yom HaZikaron. Yes, the mitzvah of Shofar is integral to that. It's the main idea of it. But it doesn't find its way into the concept that God chose us and sanctified us and sanctified the days as part of choosing us. It's a little bit of a different... the concept of Kiddushat Hayom is said on every single holiday, universally and equally.
But don't they usually talk about what's unique to that?
No.
They don't mention like Sukkah, Lashem B'Sukkah.
No. None of the unique mitzvot are discussed in the Kiddushat Hayom on any holiday. Mm-hmm. It's just the concept that God chose us and sanctified day.
It's almost like a format.
It's a very, very basic structure. Right? And then right after we have the shofar, again we blow the shofar for the third time, v'tokeya, and then the Amidah finishes regular retzeh, that's avodah, then you get to modim, right, that's the hoda'ah, and then you have birkat kohanim and sim shalom,
no,
and the Amidah
finishes.
Content,
just the order, right?
What?
No one disagrees on the content.
We'll see the content in the coming Mishnayot, but this is just talking about the structure. Essentially, the main argument with all of this is between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is where do you say Malchiyot?
Where do you put it?
Do you put Malchiyot as part of Atah Kadosh, and then you blow separately with Kiddushat Hayom? Or, that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's opinion, Rabbi Akiva rejects that. Rabbi Akiva says, no, we put Kiddushat Hayom, we make Atah Kadosh separately, we put Kiddushat Hayom and Malchiyot together so that we can blow the shofar after Malchiyot. And we follow Rabbi Akiva's structure. That's how we do it, as I've illustrated here.
I know there's a million answers probably, but what's the main reason that you're saying a whole section on the shofar?
Why are we saying this, on the shofarot specifically?
Yeah.
Because the mitzvah of the day is with the shofar. And so
yeah, but blowing it alone is not...
No, but we want to also understand what it is. We want to speak out what it is that makes the shofar so powerful. Why it is that the Torah gave us this mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah to blow the shofar. What's its significance? So we read about the verses of where it plays a role. It's the fact that the shofar was at Har Sinai. There's an idea that we're trying to remember on Rosh Hashanah, the fact that we received the Torah. The concept of Mashiach that the shofar will be able to blow later on.
Right.
So all of these significances of the shofar are something we want to mention together with the blowing of the shofar so that we understand and internalize as well as pray outwardly to Hashem of what we want based on the fact that we're blowing the shofar. I think all of that's very important.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes not a million answers, sometimes it's just
simple answers. the way I wanted to be answered.
Okay, so is the structure of the Musaf Amidah clear to us?
Yes.
Wonderful. The next part, I shouldn't have closed the book. The next part is going to tell us, what about all that other content? So that just tells us the order in which we're doing everything. But it doesn't talk about how the rabbis formulated each individual section. So again, Mishnah Hay talked about just the order of the sections. Now we're going to zoom in a little bit more into each individual section and see how the rabbis structured each of these individual sections. What were they trying to accomplish? What did they do? So... says Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6. How are we doing on time? 5 minutes. We could do one more. En pohatin me'eser malchiyot. We don't say any less than 10 mentions of malchiyot. 10 mentions of kingship. Me'asara zichronot. 10 mentions of remembrances. Me'asara shofarot. Or 10 mentions of shofarot. In other words, in each of these sections, we want to mention the main concept 10 times, no less than 10 times. How do we do that? We do that by reciting 10 verses in each section. So if you just want that, I'll just show you one section for this purpose, and then you could go and take a look at it on your own. I'll show you zichronot, okay, just to make it easier. 10 pesukim, exactly. So where is it? Here we go. Okay, so the rabbis begin the section with a little introduction. Okay, I'm showing you zichronot now just to make life easy. Ata zocher ma'ase olam, you remember all the actions of the world. Upoked kol yitzure kedem, you remember all those that were created. Lefanecha niglu kol ta'alumot, everything is revealed in front of you, and all there are no secrets since the beginning of time. This is just an introduction on the concept of God's knowledge and His memory. Okay, there's no forgetfulness in front of God, and so on and so forth. Okay, and then it talks about what we're trying to accomplish on that day. Interesting ideas. And then we get into the psukim. Okay? So what do? We mention 10 psukim from right. The Torah that convey the idea of that section. How does it break down? I'll just show it to you here. How does the 10 psukim break down? Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri, Omer, Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri says, before we read that. How do the 10 psukim break down? They break down 3 from the Torah, 3 from Tehillim, 3 from the Navi, and then we end with 1 from the Torah.
Just in Zichronot and all
3. In all 3 of them.
So you go 3, in all 3, 3 sections. 3, and then 3, back to the Torah.
Tanakh is broken down, 24 books are broken down into 3 parts, Torah, then Navi and Kitubim. So here it's a little bit different. You do first Torah, then we do Tehillim, which is really part of Kitubim, but we do that first. And then we do 3 Pesukim from Navi. So take a look.
And then back
right, what does he say? Gam et Noach be'ahava zacharta. So first person we mentioned is Noach. That's Torah, right? Bahavi'acha, right? Al ken zichrono, kakatub betoratach. As it says in your Torah, first pasuk, vayizkor Elohim et Noach ve'et kol ha'chaya ve'et kol ha'behema, asher ito bateva. God remembered Noach and everything that was in him in the ark. Vayaved Elohim ruach al ha'aretz ve'yashoku ha'mayim. God brought a wind upon the earth and the water subsided. That's the first pasuk. Ve'ne'emar, and it further says, second pasuk, Vayishma Elohim et na'akatam, Vayizkor Elohim et berito, et Abraham et Yitzhak et Yaakov. That's talking about the Jewish people in Mitzrayim, when they were slaves. It's a pasuk in this week's parashat Shemot. The Jewish people called out to God, Vayizkor Elohim et berito. God remembered them. That's why we're quoting this pasuk. Ve'ne'emar, third pasuk, Ve'gam ani shamati et na'akat b'nei Yisrael, asher Mitzrayim ma'amidim otam, va'ezkor et beriti. I too, God says, have heard the screams of the Jewish people, that Mitzrayim, that the Egyptians are enslaving them, and I remembered my covenant. 3 pesukim, 1 by Noah, 2 by the God remembering Egypt. Them in the Exodus in Egypt, talking about the concept of zechor. So that's the 3 pesukim of Torah. Then it says, "Ubedivre kodshach katuv lemor," and in the words of your holy words, it says, these are talking about the psukim in Tehillim. Again, "Zecher asan nefneotav hanum v'rachum adonai," pasuk number 1. "Veneemar," and it says, "Teref natan diravi zkor leolam berito," pasuk 2. Pasuk 3. "Veneemar vayzkor lahem berito vayinahem kirov hasadav." 3 pesukim from Tehillim all have the word zechor, remember in them. Then it says, on the words of your prophets, it says, here's 3 pesukim from the Navi.
That's great.
Okay? And then at the very end, what do? We cap off with Torah. At the very end. The
first 3 are Torah.
Yeah, but then yeah.
First 3 Torah. You have to have 10. 3 Torah, 3 Tehillim, 3 Navi, and then at the very end, we come back to. I'll show it to you.
The Ketuvim is included in.
Ketuvim is the pesukim from Tehillim.
Ketuvim is part of Tehillim.
Tehillim is part of Ketuvim. Exactly. So you taught Torah, then Tehillim, then Navi, and then we end at the very end. We have. V'kayem lanu Adonai Eloheinu et davar shehivtachtanu betoratach. God, uphold that which it says in your Torah, al yedei Moshe avdach, through Moshe, ka'amur, v'zacharti lahem b'ri rishonim, asher hotzeti otam me'eretz Mitzrayim, le'anei hagoyim, li'od lahem l'Elohim, ani Adonai. That's the ending pasuk from the Torah.
Great.
So each section, 10 pesukim, 3 Torah, 3 Tehillim, 3 Navi, ending with Torah.
3-3-3-1.
3-3-3-1. Why do we do it in that way? We want to start with Torah because that's the most important. And we want to end with Torah because it's the most important.
Why did you say at least 10 if it's only 10?
Cannot be less than 10.
I know, but
right. That's how.
But
that's
why didn't
how,
you just say 10?
Not because
if a person wanted to add more pesukim on his own, he could.
Oh, really?
He could.
And we can't, really.
We don't say less than that.
You can't,
we can't add.
You can't add more.
You could if you want to. It's not long enough for you as it is.
I'm saying we. No. It's not.
That's
for that.
Saying you can add more to the weekday.
You're not adding a beracha. You're adding more verses that have to do with the concept of that section. You have the right to do that. Wow. I wouldn't say that people would do that today. You have a pretty set structure, but the law in the Mishnah, as it's putting down, is you don't go less than 10.
Right, but you understand my question, right?
Why doesn't it just say
and there's 10 in each section?
Because you're the Mishnah is telling me you can go more. That means you could go more. If you wanted to, you could go more.
What about 10?
That's what I'm trying to say.
10 in particular?
Why the number 10?
It could have been 1111.
That's another chore. Well, the number 10 is a significant number. It appears in many different areas. You could also say 3 pisukim from each one is also another significant number. We never read less than 3 pisukim. So, why the rabbis chose these numbers is, again, probably have multiple interpretations. Okay, so again, en pohatin me'eser malchiyot, ume'eser zichronot, ume'asara shofarot. You can't go less than that. Okay, Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri Omer. Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri says, "Im Amar Shalosh Shalosh Mikulam Yatzah Bidi Avad." Not the way we want to do it, but if by accident it happened this way, where you only said a total of 3 pisukim. In other words, you took one Torah, one Tehillim, and one Navi, and you did that. Yatzah, you fulfill your obligation. Not the best way of doing it, but Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri says you still fulfill your obligation if you read one of each one. And the halakha follows Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri. But again, using the sidur that we have structured in front
back
of us.
Then they probably had that because
back then they didn't have the same kind of structure. The rabbis weren't telling them what pisukim to say. The rabbis just said, say pisukim that have to do with this. You had the right to choose which pisukim you wanted. It wasn't the same as it is now. Today, now it's a little bit different. We have the specific pisukim. Why did the rabbis give us the specific pisukim? Because there's rules about which pisukim you're allowed to choose.
Oh boy.
And so the rabbis didn't.
You can't just add.
What?
So you can't just add.
You can add as long as you follow the rules. The problem is the rabbis didn't want to.
It is. You can add.
Right. The problem is the rabbis didn't want to leave you to. All right, Sandy.
Now you're gonna make an amida.
Pick your pisukim and make your amida. You're sitting there going, oh, maybe I choose the wrong pasuk. Maybe I choose the pasuk I'm not supposed to choose.
Right.
There are pisukim you're not supposed to choose. And so therefore, the rabbi said, you know what? We're gonna make life easy for you. Here's the pisukim. These are the ones that you do. And everybody, have a good day. Right. Here's some of the rules. It says, "En mazkirim zichronot, zichron malchut v'shofar shel pur'anut." You're not allowed to mention a pasuk that has the idea of remembrances, kingship, or shofar.
Six.
Yeah, we're in six. Or shofar, if it's a negative connotation.
Right.
It cannot have a negative connotation. Only positive things that God is going to protect us and take care of us. If it has to do with negativity towards the Jewish people, in other words, God remembered us to punish us, you can't mention that pasuk. We don't want to mention that pasuk on Rosh Hashanah. God remember us to punish us. We only want to mention pesukim that have to do with positivity. You can mention, though, that Rambam says things that have to do negatively with non-Jews. In other words, God remembered the non-Jews to punish them. That you can do. Matheil b'Torah u'mashlim b'Navi. We always start with Torah, we end with Navi. Rabbi Yose Omer, im hishlim b'Torah, yetzah. If he finished with Torah, so then you fulfill your obligation. What does this mean? It's a little hard though, but it sounds like b'di'avad if you finish with Torah. We finish with Torah, we specifically want to finish with Torah.
What's wrong with that?
What?
No, because the words of the Mishnah. Yeah, but it seems like it's better to finish with Navi.
Right. So the rabbi.
The Mishnah.
Right. That's what it sounds like. The guy says, "Matchil b'Torah." You start with Torah and finish with Navi.
Rabbi Yosef
says, if you end with Torah, it's good. What do you mean? Right. So the Gemara reverses this Mishnah. The Gemara over here plays around with it. Says, no, that's not. Rabbi Yosef, it was wrong. It really means you have to finish with Torah. And if by accident you finished with Navi, you didn't bring the last pasuk at the end of Torah, it's still finished. It's still okay. Still fulfill your obligation. So this is the structure as the rabbis gave it to us. Some bidi'avad situations if you did it that way, but always following it from the student. Now we understand
Great.
How the rabbis set up those different sections. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.